Welcome to the Deep Dive. We sift through the noise to bring you the clearest, most impactful insights. Today, we're diving into a city you might think you know inside and out, Las Vegas. Now, when most of us picture Vegas, it's all, you know, vibrant lights, drilling shows, and then incredible energy of the strip. But here's what truly surprised me and what we're going to unpack for you today. Las Vegas is actually an exceptional gateway to some of the most awe-inspiring outdoor activities in the United States. So our mission with this deep dive is to guide you through these hidden gems. It's about transforming your perception, really, of what a Vegas trip can be. Think of this as your shortcut to being well-informed about a side of Vegas you probably didn't know existed.
And that's exactly it. It's why this is so valuable. We're not just, like, listing places off. We're trying to connect the dots, help you understand why these experiences are unique, and how they offer such a powerful contrast to the city's neon pulse. We'll journey through incredibly diverse landscapes. Think striking geological formations, serene water bodies, thrilling desert adventures. We want to reveal the stories and insights etched into every rock and wave. Knowledge is best when you understand it, right?
Okay, let's unpack this. When I first thought about Las Vegas, hiking trails were probably the last thing that came to mind, honestly. But it turns out I was incredibly mistaken. What we found will absolutely surprise you. There are world-class hiking trails astonishingly close, and they cater to everyone, from veteran hikers to complete newcomers. Just 17 miles from the Las Vegas Strip, we have Red Rock Canyon. This place is, wow, truly breathtaking. It boasts over 30 miles of well-maintained trails, very difficult these too. For a fantastic moderate hike, you absolutely have to check out the Calico Tanks Trail. It offers stunning views of the Las Vegas Valley, and there's even a natural water tank, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. As you hike, you're surrounded by these vibrant sandstone formations, unique flora, fauna. It's a photographer's dream, really. And if you're looking for more of a challenge, the 3.5-mile Turtlehead Peak Trail, it's a thrilling ascent to absolutely breathtaking panoramic views.
Right. And speaking of photography, those vibrant red colors, it's fascinating. It comes from iron minerals oxidizing over millions of years. Yeah. So it's not just a hike. It's like walking through a geological time capsule.
A time capsule, yeah.
Every rock tells a story of ancient seas, shifting deserts. It makes that connection to nature feel profoundly tangible. And a quick tip for seasoned hikers there, beyond just water, maybe bring electrolyte tablets. They can make a real difference in the desert.
Good point.
And while GPS is vital, yeah, get familiar with desert markers, cairns. Crucial if you venture off the main paths.
Okay, so while Red Rock has that vibrant sandstone tapestry, if you go a bit further northeast, Valley of Fire State Park.
Oh, Valley of Fire.
Takes that color palette and just amplifies it. It's like an inferno. The park doesn't just live up to its name. It is the name. Landscapes truly ablaze in fiery reds, oranges, yellows, and its ancient geological formations. They actually date back over 2,000 years. You can see history etched right there.
Yeah.
The Firewave Trail is a stunner here. Relatively short, 1.5 miles round trip.
Very accessible.
Exactly. Showcases incredible striped rock formations. Good for all ages. And that dramatic contrast, bright rocks against that deep blue sky. Just perfect for photos.
Definitely.
For a bit more adventure, there's the White Domes Trail, slot canyons, ancient petroglyphs.
Yeah, and even parts of an old film set, right? Adds a bit of mystery.
It does. A little intrigue.
It really feels like walking through a living museum. And to really maximize Valley of Fire beyond just water,
what would you suggest?
Spend time at the visitor center. Seriously, they often have detailed maps, info on petroglyphs, explanations of the geology. Understanding that background, it transforms it from just a pretty hike into like a profound journey through time and ancient cultures.
That makes sense. Turn the visual into a story.
Exactly.
Okay, and if you're looking for a complete escape from the desert heat.
Yes. The cool escape.
Mount Charleston is your answer. Just a brief drive from Vegas, but a world away. Cooler climates, green landscapes, elevations over 11,000 feet.
Huge difference.
The Mary Jane Falls Trail is great. Very family friendly. Hikes through shaded forests to a spectacular waterfall. Perfect for cooling off.
Nice.
But for the seasoned hikers among you, there's the Charleston Peak Trail. It's challenging. A 10-mile round trip.
Right.
Goes through diverse ecosystems, ending with these just breathtaking summit vistas.
That contrast really highlights the incredible environmental diversity so close to Vegas. It's amazing. Mount Charleston isn't just cooler temps. It's a whole different ecosystem. You go from arid desert to alpine forest.
Right.
That tranquility, that natural splendor. It's not just a physical escape. It's a mental reset. A really remarkable counterpoint to the city's energy.
So we've covered the raw beauty of the desert on foot, hiking. But what if you're looking for a different kind of refreshment, maybe something involving water?
Ah, the oasis aspect.
Exactly. Surprisingly close to the neon, you'll find Lake Mead, a massive oasis offering a completely different kind of outdoor adventure.
It's huge. One of the largest artificial lakes in the U.S.
Right. And imagine the thrill of boating, sailing on those clear waters. So many options. Rent kayaks, paddle boards, pontoon boats, jet skis.
Or guided tours, too.
Yeah, guided tours that take you to stunning coves, secluded beaches, lots to explore.
One thing that stands out there is just the sheer scale, the variety of what you can do on the water. And beyond just the fun, keep an eye out for unique rock formations. Like the bathtub ring.
Oh, yeah, from the water levels changing.
Exactly. It's a stark visual reminder of the lake's history, its significance. And honestly, sometimes the simple pleasure of just, you know, having a picnic on a rented boat soaking up the sun, it's pretty great, too.
Definitely. And Lake Mead also offers delightful swimming beaches, clear waters, sandy shores, perfect for families to cool off.
Absolutely. And what often gets overlooked, I think, is that calmness isn't just about cooling off. It's such a stark, almost meditative contrast to the sensory overload of the strip, you know?
That's a really good point. A different kind of Vegas thrill.
Yeah, it recharges you in a completely unique way, not just escaping the heat. And that visual, the azure water against the rugged desert landscape, truly something.
And for those who enjoy casting a line, fishing?
Oh, yeah, great fishing there.
Bass, trout, catfish. You can fish from the shore or a boat.
Mm-hmm. And for those serious about it, targeting striped bass early morning or late afternoon, that can be really rewarding.
Okay, good tip.
Especially near drop-offs, using maybe topwater lures or live bait. You'll find local bait shops easily enough. They offer rentals, advice, and for beginners, guided fishing trips are fantastic. Learn local techniques, boost your chances.
Got it. Okay, now let's turn our attention back to the rugged beauty of the desert itself, focusing on some truly adrenaline-pumping experiences this time.
All right, shifting gears.
Feel the rush of ATV and off-roading. You can navigate really diverse terrain, rocky hills, sandy washes. Guided tours are probably the way to go.
Definitely safer with guides, especially if you're new to it.
Get your heart racing, and you see views you just can't get to on foot.
They really do offer a unique perspective on the desert's grandeur. Takes you places you'd never reach otherwise. But a key insight there, beyond just safety gear and hydration, understand the terrain you're on.
Right. Like sand versus rock.
Exactly. Soft sand, rocky trails, hard pan. It significantly impacts your ride and, importantly, your safety. Good heads up to have.
Okay. Now for something maybe more serene, but equally spectacular. Hot air balloon rides.
Ah, the gentle giant approach.
Yeah. Imagine floating above the desert at sunrise or sunset. Unparalleled panoramic view.
This is definitely one for the camera. That gentle ascent, the descent, it provides such a tranquil, uplifting feeling. It's a fantastic way to grasp the sheer scale of the desert landscape. Seeing the light change the colors of the mountains below, truly magical.
Sounds incredible. And for a unique thrill, something a bit different.
Yeah.
Sandboarding.
Okay, sandboarding.
It's like snowboarding, but, well, on sand dunes. The Mesquite sand dunes nearby are a great spot for it.
So you're telling me, someone like me who struggles to stay upright on skis,
yeah,
I could actually try sandboarding without a major incident.
Haha, absolutely. Believe me, the falls are way softer on sand.
Okay, that's reassuring.
And last or louder, it's just pure fun, really. For all skill levels, rentals, lessons are readily available.
It's definitely a distinct way to appreciate the sandy landscapes, a sense of playful adventure quite different from a strenuous hike.
Exactly. And finally, for an experience unlike pretty much any other, camel trekking.
Camel trekking, wow.
Yeah. Offers a glimpse into traditional desert travel. Knowledgeable guides share history, culture.
That tranquil element, the gentle sway of the camel as you meander through the desert, it creates this unique connection to the landscape. It feels transportive.
I bet.
It's not just a ride. It's a chance to connect with an ancient mode of transport, learn about desert survival from a completely different perspective. Really cool.
Okay, so stepping back a bit, beyond the immediate vicinity, Las Vegas is actually an excellent base for exploring some truly iconic national parks. Day trips, even.
Yeah, the location is surprisingly strategic for park hopping.
Just a short drive away, you've got Zion National Park, known for its dramatic canyons, towering rock formations. Just stunning.
Absolutely stunning.
For the adventurous, there's the challenging Angel's Landing Trail. Those summit views are legendary.
Not for the faint of heart, though.
Definitely not. But for a more leisurely experience, the riverside walk along the Virgin River is perfect. Very scenic.
And Zion's biodiversity is truly remarkable, especially for a desert location. It really inspires a deeper appreciation for the outdoors through its sheer majesty and, you know, the surprising lushness along the canyon floors.
Lushness, yeah.
And a little known fact, Zion gets significant snow in winter. It completely transforms the landscape. Serene, quiet, totally different vibe.
Wow, okay. Then, a few hours away is Bryce Canyon National Park, famous for its unique geological formations. Hoodoos.
Boo-hoodoos, unmistakable.
The Queen's Garden Trail gets you right up close to them. Fascinating structures. And the colors are particularly vibrant at sunrise and sunset. That's the time to go, right?
Definitely. And when you visit Bryce, make sure to hit viewpoints like Sunrise Point, Sunset Point, for those big panoramic views. Best perspective on the whole amphitheater of hoodoos. What's often missed is that these hoodoos are constantly changing. Frost wedging, erosion. It's a dynamic landscape. Truly otherworldly.
Like nature sculpting in real time.
Precisely.
And of course, no trip to the Southwest feels complete without the iconic Grand Canyon National Park.
The big one.
It's about 275 miles, so it's a feasible day trip if you start early. Focus on the South Rim.
Yeah, South Rim is most accessible for a day trip.
Numerous viewpoints like Mather Point, Yavapai Point, and for those wanting to venture into the canyon, the challenging Bright Angel Trail offers incredible geology every step.
The Grand Canyon's awe-inspiring vastness, its rich geological history, it really makes it a bucket list destination. And a deeper insight there, the layers of rock you see, they expose nearly 2 billion years of Earth history.
2 billion, wow.
It's like a living textbook for geology. Puts everything into perspective, shows the immense power of time, natural processes. Humbling.
Absolutely. And while they're further out, we should mention Yosemite and Yellowstone. Rewarding journeys if you extend your trip from Vegas.
Definitely longer trips, but worth it.
Yosemite with its stunning waterfalls, giant sequoias, El Capitan, Half Dome. Iconic.
Mm-hmm. Classic glacial landscapes.
And Yellowstone, famous for geysers like Old Faithful, vibrant hot springs like Grand Prismatic Spring.
And the wildlife.
Right. Abundant wildlife, bison, elk, even grizzly bears.
These parks aren't just scenic. They're monumental testaments to nature's power and beauty. They showcase Earth's natural wonders, diverse ecosystems. Yosemite showing glacial sculpting, Yellowstone sitting on a supervolcano, glimpsing raw geothermal forces. Powerful stuff.
Okay, let's zoom back in a bit and talk about specific wildlife viewing adventures. Another incredible aspect of the diverse ecosystems around Vegas.
Yeah, you don't have to go far to see some interesting creatures.
You can actually spot the endangered desert tortoise in conservation areas, like the Desert Tortoise Conservation Center. They do vital work.
Mm-hmm. And a critical detail for any wildlife viewing, especially sensitive species like the tortoise, observe respectfully from a distance, always.
Right. Don't interfere.
Their adaptations to the harsh desert storing water, digging burrows, are fascinating. Respecting their space is key to their survival.
Good reminder. Okay, for bird watchers, Wetlands Park, just a short drive from this trip, but it's like an urban oasis.
It really is.
Diverse habitats attracts a wide variety of bird species.
For an immersive experience there, definitely bring binoculars, maybe a field guide too.
Good idea.
Early mornings, late afternoons are usually best for bird activity. And the park has educational programs, guided walks sometimes, great for families.
And for something truly unique, Heman Way Park in Boulder City, known for its resident bighorn sheep.
Ah, yes, the sheep.
Amazing viewing opportunities. They just graze and move around the hills there.
It's remarkable to see these majestic animals so close to an urban area. Definitely bring a camera for that one.
Oh, for sure.
Capturing their impressive horns, their agility, their ability to thrive in that rugged terrain is really a testament to their adaptability.
And you might even catch a glimpse of coyotes in Red Rock Canyon. See their intelligence, their natural behaviors.
Coyotes are smart. If you're hoping to spot more elusive creatures like them, or maybe desert foxes, consider a guided wildlife tour.
Why a tour?
Well, guides often know their habits, preferred spots. Enhances your chances of a sighting. Plus, you get deeper insights into their role in the ecosystem.
Makes sense.
And keeping an eye out around dawn and dusk also really increases your odds for spotting mammals like that.
Okay, great tips. Yeah. Now, another fantastic way to appreciate the area's beauty, maybe without breaking too much of a sweat, scenic drives.
Ah, enjoying the view from the comfort of your car.
Exactly. Let's start with the most obvious but still spectacular. The Las Vegas Strip at night.
Can't ignore that one.
It's a vibrant atmosphere, just a spectacular sight with all the neon. Make sure to stop at the Bellagio fountains or maybe the High Roller for incredible views.
The striking thing there is that mesmerizing contrast. The desert backdrop against those glimmering, vibrant city lights.
Yeah.
It's a truly unique visual, embodies the spirit of Vegas, really. This beacon of human creation right amidst raw nature.
Then there's the Red Rock Canyon Scenic Loop, a 13-mile drive through those breathtaking red rock formations, desert flora.
Mm-hmm. Lots of pullouts.
Plenty of pullouts for photos, short walks even. Very accessible.
I'd highly recommend driving that loop during sunrise or sunset. The hues across the rocks are just magical.
Oh, God.
The way the light plays off that iron-rich sandstone is phenomenal. And hey, consider packing a picnic. Enjoy the tranquility at one of the scenic spots.
Nice idea. And don't forget the drive to the historic Hoover Dam and Lake Mead combines history and natural beauty perfectly.
Right. And when you visit Hoover Dam, don't just, like, drive over it.
Stop.
Explore the visitor center. Get the insights into the dam's history, its sheer scale as an engineering marvel, its vital role, water, power for the Southwest. Taking a guided tour, especially one that goes inside the dam, that offers a profound appreciation for human ingenuity. It's really impressive.
Okay, finally, let's conclude with something truly enchanting. Stargazing.
Ah, looking up.
The vast desert around Las Vegas, with its minimal light pollution, offers incredible opportunities to discover the night sky's wonders.
Yeah, getting away from the city glow makes a huge difference.
Look for designated dark sky locations near Vegas. Red Rock Canyon again, or the Spring Mountains. Excellent views of the Milky Way.
This is where you might want that telescope, or at least good binoculars. Yep. But honestly, even without them, just lying back, appreciating the humbling vastness of the universe. That's an incredibly profound experience itself. You can often see satellites tracking across the sky, too. Adds another layer of wonder.
And many local organizations actually offer astronomy events, tours. Fantastic for learning about celestial events, meteor showers, lunar eclipses with knowledgeable guides.
Good way to connect with fellow enthusiasts, too.
Definitely. And for those of you interested in capturing it, stunning astrophotography. Got some tips.
Sure. Use a sturdy tripod essential, a wide aperture lens like f2.8 or even wider. Push your ISO up, maybe 3200, 6400, depending on your camera.
Yeah.
Consider a remote shutter release or use the camera's timer to minimize shake. And definitely scout your location during daylight. Plan your shot. Mm. Avoid hazards in the dark.
Great practical advice.
It's empowering to realize that with a little practice, a bit of patience, you can absolutely capture breathtaking images of the night sky yourself. The desert's clear, dark skies provide the perfect canvas right outside the city lights.
So as you can hear, Las Vegas is surprisingly rich, just bursting with outdoor activities. It extends far beyond its famous entertainment bubble. We've journeyed from challenging hikes and thrilling desert rides to serene water activities and awe-inspiring stargazing, all accessible from this one unique city. Mm-hmm. You're now armed with incredible insights into the natural beauty and adventure waiting just beyond the casinos. Much more than just gambling and shows.
So the next time someone asks you about Vegas, maybe challenge them to see beyond the neon, right? After today's deep dive, what one outdoor adventure are you putting right at the top of your list? Maybe think about this. What other city do you think holds hidden outdoor gems like Vegas does? Something to ponder.